the ministers here. You understand? They were Jews. You understand? Mm-hmm. And when he would go to Corinth or anywhere, you understand? Any place, you understand? He leaves one of them up there, you understand? Mm-hmm. To teach the Gentiles. Because the gospel was to the Jews first and then to the Gentiles. You understand? You see? Why are you writing these epistles to a Gentile? The Gentiles, they don't know nothing about it. They was out there worshiping Moloch, Dian, you know, this is what I'm talking about. All of them just hired. See? They didn't know nothing about Yahweh. They didn't know nothing about the law. You see? You get it? So now he's taking somebody that was given the law, and he left them there. Now he's writing his epistles back to them that have been left by the Jews to teach the Gentiles.
Right.
And he saying, now what can we the Jews say to them?
Mm-hmm.
I said, we the Jews who are dead to sin live any longer they. Know ye not? Don't you that I left here? Don't you know that as many of us are who the Jews that were baptized into Jesus Christ. They had done baptism, the figures baptizing into, were baptized into his death. What's that for? That we might be in the likeness of his resurrection.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You say? Dead right? Now, that's the sixth chapter in the first verse I went on down to. That's it, you see?
Right.
Now read the 11th verse.
That's why.
Now just like that. Just like it happened to us Jews. Just precisely like that. Then you will preach it to the Gentiles.
Now it
happened. You understand? Likewise.
Ready all for yourself.
Go and get baptized. Like we did. See, we were baptized into his death. Now you're preaching that he's resurrected. Now how in the world are you going to baptize somebody in his death?
You're preaching that he resurrected from the dead.
And if he hadn't risen from the dead, the 15 down the source, your faith is faith, and you're still yet in his name.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Likewise, rest.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go do it. See? Reckon yourself. Is that right?
Right.
To be what?
Dead to sin. But alive unto God through Jesus Christ.
But alive unto God through Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You see the difference? Mm-hmm. Nice plain, you know it's on your thing. If you go back up in that fifth chapter and get that subject and come on down. You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Now you just reckon or count it. Just like Abraham, Paul said, offered up Isaac. He didn't say he was going to do it, he said he got it.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, no, he didn't do it. Said that God had a ram that caught in the thickest by his horns out there. And when Abraham went to offer up Isaac,
mm-hmm.
you understand, the angel stayed his hand, you understand, and he took the ram and offered up and said, no.
That's right.
That ain't the way.
See, Abraham reckoned what he counted in his mind. It was a foregone conclusion.
That's right.
You understand? That God told him, God did give him a son when he was old and stricken in age. You understand? And Sarah was there. If God can give him a son, you understand? If he can open his heart, see, it's a foregone conclusion, you understand? In his mind, and counted that he was able, or reckoned that he was able to raise him from the dead, that his sins might go on. You understand? That's what Paul had in his mind. See, he actually put him to death in his mind.
That's right.
See? You see? That's what he tells you about baptism.
That's right.
You see? You get it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, to prove it to you that that is right. Right in the man's thing, man's own epistle. Now, read the 11th chapter and the 16th and 17th and 18th verses. Right below. Come up against that.
For if the first fruit be holy,
but the first fruit be holy,
the lump is also holy.
The lump is also holy.
And if the root be holy,
and if the root be holy,
so are the branches.
So are the branches.
And if some of the branches be broken off.
Holy. 15th chapter, St. John, verse 1. And we'll be back right there. You see what I mean? Hold it like that. See, we got to see what we're talking about. See, we can't be walking around here in the dark trying to preach good sermons and take up heavy collections and ride around in modern automobiles. We got to know what we're talking about down here. It's got to become some effect to you. The power of God and demonstration of the Holy Ghost and of the Spirit. You see what I mean? That's the reason I'm not going to ask. I believe you said so and so. No, I'm telling what I know. See what I mean? I don't have no apologies to make for.
Right.
If I say, well, your word is not seasoned with grace, you put the seasoning in to suit yourself. I'm preaching the gospel.
All right.
All right, so that's you. Yes, Dr. Wilde and Messiah. He's doing it, though. He said, I am the true vine. He said, he hasn't died yet. He said, I am the true vine. My father is a husbandman. Is that what he said? Did he tell Israel back there that in the 31st chapter of Jeremiah, you understand? That he was a good husband. And they didn't break the law because he was a bad husband. You understand? All right, read on.
My father is the husband.
Yes, read.
Every branch in me.
Every branch. Wait a minute, not root.
Okay.
Not root. Now you keep these roots and branches and things. You keep everything where they belong.
Yeah.
You understand? Now he was the seed of Abraham. You understand? And you know a seed is not going to come up unless it dies. You understand? So there's no argument about whether he got died up there on the cross or not, see? And he's planted in Joseph's new tomb. You understand? And he comes up, you know that. You understand? Get the point? He said, I'm the true vine, my father is the husbandman. Every branch. All right, read.
In me.
That bears not fruit. Wait a minute. I'm looking always from Alpha to Omega in every expression that I make to you. Wouldn't you understand it or not? You see, this God who God took Adam from the dust of the earth and breathed in his nostrils the breath of life. You understand? He took that man and put him in the garden that was already in fruition and told him he could eat of all of the trees except the tree of knowledge of good and evil which was in the midst of the garden. Is that right? In other words, it's been fruition.
Yeah.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
And every branch that's not in fruition bears fruit. Yeah. See what I'm talking about? This father. He said God was spirit. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
His father. God is spirit. John 4, 24 says, my father, he takes it away.
Mm-hmm.
All right, read up.
And every branch that bears fruit,
mm-hmm.
he purges it.
Every branch that bears fruit, he purges it. Mm-hmm. You know Adam was putting that God in what he was told.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. All right, he purges it. What's that for?
That it may bring forth more fruit.
That it might bring forth more fruit. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
All right, read.
Now we are clean.
Now you're clean to the word which I spoke unto you. Did you see his father takes him away? And he's the branch, and they're the vine, and they're in fruition. You get it now?
Mm-hmm.
Now, back to the you see what he said there?
Mm-hmm.
Now that Paul is looking right at that same thing. All right, read.
And if some of the branches...
God broke off some of the branches. You understand, it wasn't bad, no fruit. It's the branch, not the roots.
All right. Read. And thou being a wild
tree. And thou being Gentile, being a wild eye tree.
Where grafted among them.
Roots, not planted. See? Not planted by no water baptism. See? You see? Now you get this, can you get some of these things straight, right? Peter said in his epistle, the third chapter, you understand? He said that they made a mess out of the Paul's epistle. And not only that, all the rest of the scriptures.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Now these folks are not here talking about water baptism and punching somebody down the one that is blinded back.
That's right.
And got no more Christianity, or them that got no more spirit of God in them than See? And if some of the branches, see, many of them rejected the counsel of God and refused to be baptized. That's John the Baptist. Isn't that right?
Right.
You see? But look, it's too late for him to have any water baptism. The same is not up again.
That's right.
Paul, he went on down there and said, if they abide not or continue not in unbelief, yes, then God broke them off out of the branch and they were able to graft them back again.
Okay.
Not planting, but grafting them again.
That's right.
I got in trouble up here.
Mm-hmm.
See, when that man got all insulted, went home, said that man, talking about me, told one of the brothers, you know, he sat here looking at me, said that man is terrible. This is what I say. I said, Messiah didn't have the authority.
That's right.
He said, nobody, I haven't baptized nobody anymore.
Right.
He didn't have the authority to do it with. He hadn't been back since then. He said, I ought to be ashamed of myself. That's what he said about me. You see? It's because they preach and teach baptizing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. By the authority of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, he didn't have no authority to say nobody. Now, what did you say that for? Listen, if he had the authority to come here and fulfill the law and the promise, come and run and move mountain away, you definitely don't have no authority to send somebody out and reestablish something to be sure that I
that's right.
I did it. See, I knew what I thought about, and I do know what I thought
about.
That's right. See? Now you up there trying to win a defense. See what I mean? That's the reason I didn't do no worrying about it. Get it? The debate's already won. You're not debating with me. See the point?
Mm-hmm.
All right, read on that day. Wow. Wow. Somebody said, well, how do you know that?
What is that?
Do you know that?
Sure, I suppose you know.
Say, your old man,
relation?
Don't say anything. I don't know now, but I'd like you to hear about what I said. You should hold on to that. You see, John said, these are the two our experiences.
Mm-hmm.
They are the two miracles that prophesied 1,260 years
clothed in capital of
time. If you thought it was one of the other things,
mm-hmm.
These are the two our experiences,
mm-hmm.
Not apple trees.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I could see everything, every breath you breathe. That's something for it.
Mm-hmm.
See? Did you ever hear tell of olive oil?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear tell of apple oil?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you see it? Yes, indeed. Oh. Now, do you see? Well, yes, I think I do. I saw on the TV. Yeah, I got these people running up and down, cracks and chains and water in the holy water and eating crackers and grape juice and batting their eyes and carrying on and lying. That's right. And they're using everything they can to deceive.
Mm-hmm.
They say, well, you can't substantiate the bread, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Wine, bread, into the astral body and blood, right? And that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Then somebody taught me, well, you won't stumble and fall over that. You understand? Said, well, I got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Said, well, that's you know how it was when them talking about on the day of Pentecost, when they spoke with tongues, you understand? New tongues, other tongues. Very good, another something. But this guy, this guy, this guy. Now that's a sign that you gotta go to go. You see? If you ain't gonna buy one thing, you understand, we got a whole lot of other things to say. You understand? And he reckoned himself to be crucified with Christ. He reckoned himself to be very wicked. And he reckoned himself to be resurrected. Understand? Now we haven't forgot about them books being open. You remember that John said, talking about what he saw and heard.
Mm-hmm.
Understand? Saw that angel fly through the midst of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So he cried with a loud voice. Was able to open the book. To leave the seal. Nobody had been sure at all.
Mm-hmm.
John said,
mm-hmm.
I'll wrap him up.
Mm-hmm.
Any found in heaven. None of
mm-hmm.
John said he wept much because there was no man found in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Now you try to tell me that knew the fast way he went to heaven. Oh, by the 12, he said he took Joe Mary and told him by his dinner on him. Yeah, they'll be all alive, so maybe they're one of them they'll take a lot. And now he said he wept much because none of those things. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
None of the heaven is set. Not the church is here. You understand? In the earth. You understand? Find none worse. Look at Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Moses and Gabriel and Michael and Abel and all the rest of the church. You understand? And you don't need to find none of them. But he went on down to repay that none of the time's worth to open these books. You remember the revelation you read about these books?
Mm-hmm.
And these books.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Yes. Another book? If you don't remember, read the book.
And another book in the book of life.
Mm-hmm. And the dead were judged out of those things that were written there. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you got?
Mm-hmm.
That is. Now, you be careful now. We told you, Roger, to go to the law and go to the testament. And we told you that. Are you listening? Well, we're looking too. We're writing down what we saw and there was in vision. See? And we saw it in vision in the beginning. God created the heavens and earth. And he went on to write it down. You understand what he saw and heard? See? And he had 70 others that helped him to write it down. You understand? They heard too when he spoke from here. He didn't even come out. Isn't that right? You see? The mission read?
Mm-hmm.
So then now here you got the first five books of the books of Moses, and then you got the prophets. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now when Messiah comes, he comes and fulfills the law and the prophecy. You see? Now, if you take the book of Genesis, the book of Exodus, the book of Leviticus, the book of Numbers, the book of Deuteronomy, if you take the book of Daniel, the Isaiah, Jeremiah, and that which is written in the Psalms. You understand? Listen. And after he resurrected from the dead, Luke 24:44, he told them that just to believe him to suffer. Is that right?
That's right.
And Paul says that he suffered and raised from the dead the third day according to the law and the prophecies.
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah. And then he opened up their understanding in the law and the prophecies.
Right.
You understand? After he resurrected. See, that is to say, now John said he saw that man that said, I'm not from the office. You understand what I'm talking about? And he was the door to open the book and introduce the secret. You understand? So then he took the book out of the hand of him that sat on the throne. Is that right?
Right.
See? And the man opened the book and the book was sealed. He was the only one that was worthy that was found in it. You understand? Which was Messiah that come on down from pure spirit into the incorporealization and come on down here to the flesh.
Okay.
That's the name. Okay? You understand? To fulfill what was written in the law and in the prophets.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? That Adam broke the law, Jesus broke the law, you understand? And it wasn't in it. You understand? You understand? Not a son.
That's right.
He broke the book. Even the angels, David, and they didn't see him through the history of God.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So come on down. You understand? Now look, in the full spirit, he takes off a seal. You understand? On down to got the whole seven seals.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And then the book, you see, it was open.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Now look, Paul says, we are our epistles, written in our hearts, read and known of all men. Third chapter, the second covenant, the new covenant.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have to follow me close. So if you don't, you won't see what I'm talking about. Each one of you is an epistle.
Mm-hmm.
You are all epistles. You are a Christian. Everybody is a Christian. You understand? That would be fine. You understand? They are a Christian. They are very new law. You understand? Now when you get all of these epistles together, you understand? Just like you got Genesis, Exodus, and you put them all in the Bible.
Then you ought to be able to read and to know your truth. Now, who left you there? And was that low tide?
See, they're not there for the repetition. You see what's down there? Now, there you are. You remember I told you about your body and the inner man being dead? Isn't that it, you understand? The Jews. You remember I showed you now? But Paul is praying that to the Jews. You understand? Why were you baptized for the dead? If the dead rise not again. Why say some of you that there is no resurrection from the dead? Why stand you in jeopardy every day? You understand? Now you have the Sadducees. They believe in an angel or a resurrection from the dead. You see? Now look. Now that's Corinth. And we were reading about the inner room, what? Now at Corinth, at Rome, Thessalonica, and all the rest of these places that you read about in your Bible. The Jews had synagogues, you know, and they scattered all around. That is the world. You understand? Rome, the Jews had synagogues. You understand? All things are where they were in every city. And you give them in the 15th chapter of Acts of the Apostles, when all of the apostles come together and they confirm similar to that in every city. Like that, then that they said, or that they will be confirmed. You see what I'm talking about? They circumcised and keep the law. And the brethren have replied. They got together that way. All of the apostles were present at the 15th chapter of Acts of the Apostles. You see what I'm talking about? Now, the thing I'm trying to point out to you is all of the Christian groups. They keep on flying. They fly and leave the fly. And they're all falling in the ditch together. They're all talking about keeping the law of Moses. Now, as you're doing the master thing, that you Christ died to a body out there on the cross. And the apostle says, well, I put it both of you. And the tribe says that God is spirit. And he's keeping such to look at him in spirit and in truth. The fire is down to him. Of course, Paul says this. He says, as many as are led of the spirit, they are the sons of God. Listen, they ain't just alone. Eighth chapter, verse 1, 4. There is therefore now, in this present dispensation, yeah, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ. There's no hell of fire burning. It's not just a question. You understand? When Adam sinned like that, it was a conscience. When Jesus sinned, it was just conscience. There is no, he died to leave that mind being conscious. You understand? And so now, God put you in, baptized you into the body. Now, Paul says there is that one man, since he died and resurrected in his place, there is no condemnation to them that are in the body. Listen! Listen! Who walks not after the flesh.
So we don't know that. We wouldn't have been baptized like that. Nobody. Well, how are you doing? So, what? You don't think about that East West Rangers that they see? Said by one spirit.
Are you all?
Yes.
In the running line.
By one spirit. Not one. Yeah.
And even them Jews that were broken off back there. You understand? As far as we read about him in 11 chapter, they rejected even John baptism because they wouldn't be baptized at that time under the dispensation of the law. You understand? Now, because they would be grafted in. See, they're going to be grafted. They'd be grafted in again if they continue not in unbelief. You understand? Now, here we are. We're walking. Walking by faith. Then, by the Spirit. That's what we're doing, you understand? Now, when you want someone to see you to know your physical body, you say, you have not thanksgiving. You understand? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You see? That was all you did was to nourish your physical body.
That's right.
You understand what you're doing now? Now, somebody that's just feeding their physical body, their inner man is not getting anything at all. And they're being sick.
Yeah, that man.
But when they meet me in the place, they say, yes, I've heard about you. See, that's why I'm down when they've heard about you. If you saw that, I fight the whole thing. And I challenge the word. You understand? Romans chapter 2, Colossians, what have you understand? Yes, I am. You see what I'm talking about?